guitar. Here, let's see. I don't know what I'll play first. I think the first one should be... Soleares. Soleares is a Spanish song, which I learned from Mr. Fajardo. And it's a really good song. It's got a lot of rasqueados and other things like that. Okay. Another Spanish song, which I learned from Mr. Fajardo a while ago, which is called Malagueña. That's very well known. Okay, here goes Malagueña. One of the first songs I learned by memory that was really good. And I really like it. So, well, let's see here. I don't know, the next song I think I'll play will be Romance. And that's a song which, it comes from Spain, actually. It doesn't really sound Spanish, but it is a Spanish song. And they don't really know who the author was, but they call it a Daniel Fortea song because he collected these songs a long time ago, and there's a big library like in Spain that has all these songs stored away. Okay, this next one is Romance. Since I played it for so long, I've learned to play it really, you know, quite well. Okay, so let's see. Here, I'm gonna listen to myself and see what I sound like. All right, I've played now three Spanish songs, but I think we ought to play something else. So I'll try out playing a song by Bach. It really wasn't written first for guitar, but you know, they have these guys that do transcriptions, such as Segovia and Lauro. They both are two very good guitar players, and they also transcribe music from piano to guitar. So this is Change from Piano to Guitar by Segovia, I think it is. And, okay, so this is by Bach. Thank you. another very, very good song. And I learned that only shortly. I haven't known that for very long. It's in a classical guitar book. And I think that all that stuff was transcribed, like, from certain guitar players. I'm not sure exactly who, if it's Segovia or some other guy. I'm not sure. Okay, well, let's see here. I've played some Spanish songs and Bach. Now let's see here. There are some things by Tárrega. Tárrega was a very, very good guitar player who founded schools in Spain. And they, you know, they have these students who run them now, like Emilio Puyol. Tárrega wrote many, many songs, and I'm going to play three of them. We'll start out with one called Lágrima, which it's one of the songs that is well known that he wrote. Okay, here goes with Lágrima. That's a really nice song. Guess who just ran into me?
Sorry.
Why do you have to do that, Dad? You just ran into me. Now I can't say anything. You left me tongue-tied.
I was just gonna say that sounds very, very nice.
Yeah, okay. It's
you
very
had a lot
great.
Of feeling into that one, and it really sounded good.
Yeah.
Keep it up.
Okay, I will. Only don't run into me the next time.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, the next song I'm going to play is a Mazurka by Tárrega. This song is, it's really another good song that he has, and it's distinguished, you know, from a lot of other ones. And it's played by, surprisingly, by... students in their fifth year of guitar. It's as an exam, you know. And actually, I've only been playing the guitar for a little bit more than, I think almost 4 years, not quite 4 years. And I'm playing this thing regular. So let's see here. Thank you. Targa's Mazurka. Well, it's a song with a lot of things such as that, where, you know, you start out with a big long ligasso, you know, where you go way up on the scale, and then there's a, it ends with a sort of a, in Spanish it's called a garabato, no? You go like this, makes a guitar llorar, which is, makes a guitar cry. Okay, well, let's try. Alright, I'm gonna play a song now. It's called Preludio Number 5 of Tárrega. Doesn't really have any special name, like another one that's called Lágrima or the Mazurka that he has. This one is just Preludio 5. Okay. That song is really surprisingly modern for the time when it was written. It was written in the 1500s. And actually, you know, things like this, you know, you don't hear. You know, in the 1500s. So Tárrega was really quite modern in his music for the time that he wrote it. Okay, well, that's enough Tárrega. Let's see something else. I think that I'll play a song by Lauro. He's one of these guys that transcribes songs, but this he wrote himself, and it's his Waltz Number 2. Mr. Pimentel showed me this. He's the new guitar teacher that I have. And Mr. Pimentel has given me a lot of style and helped me out a lot. And this is one of the songs that he's shown me. Okay, here we go with Waltz Number 2 of Agustín Lauro. Thank you. too. And this song is really a hard, fast song, period. It's really a nice, it's pretty song, but it's really fast and hard. It takes a long time to be able to play it right. You have to practice it a lot. Okay, now let's see how I sound up to now. Okay, now I've played I was Dean Mallow's valse number 2. So then he has a valse number 3. So I'm going to play valse number 3 now. Okay, let's see how this one goes. This is a song that Mr. Fajardo showed me, but Mr. Pimentel corrected me a little and gave me a little bit of style, like, you know, telling me certain things that I shouldn't do and certain things that I should do. Okay, so here we go with valse number 3. It's even faster than the valse number 2 and harder. So it's really hard. Your fingers get really tired after you do that, so you have to rest a little. So that's what I'm going to do right now, is rest my hands. I've played most of the songs that I've got by memory now, except for one, which Mr. Pimentel showed me, and that is La Petenera, which is a Spanish song by Sainz de la Maza, who is a famous guy that plays the guitar and who makes guitar pieces. My mom's out there talking, so I'm going to have to wait for her, too. fix this microphone. Okay. Let's see here. I'm more or less in the middle of the tape now, and I've got a few more songs to play. I can play a few from this album here, and some from my classical guitar book, which has some good ones. It doesn't have a whole lot of really fantastic things in it, but it has some good ones. Okay, well, my hands are pretty well rested now. So I think I'll play La Petenera, which is by Sainz de la Masa. So now I guess I might as well start a few of the musical things here that I've got. Not things by memory, but things that I've got here by music. Okay, here we have Andalucía by Ernesto Lecuona. He's the guy that also wrote Malagueña. Let's see here. Okay, I'll start with this one. Thank you. see what else we have along this book here. Oh yeah, here we have Cuando Vuelva a Tu Lado, which is another song. This is, that's just a plain old song. It's a pretty song though. I've been playing it before. Thought it was pretty nice. Let's see. Say about it, except it's in a book. Let's see here, let's go on to this next one. Well, this is one Quiere Me Mucho, and my dad plays it. That is, he sings it. He plays it, but I mean, the main thing he does is sing it. So let's see here. How. Thank you. that song that my dad sings. I think it's a really pretty song. When you hear it being sung, it's really nice. So let's see here what else I have. Oh, here's one. Mexican song, I think it is. I'm not sure. And you usually hear it all the time in different places. Or at least, you know, variations of it. Here's the real thing. Mexican bands playing with their violins, usually they play this song. Here's one that's not a lot of people don't know, but it's a really nice song. I like it. So let's see how it sounds. Some guy called Javier Cugat. So, let's see what that sounds like. I want to see what I sound like on the tape recorder for that one. Okay. Well, I've played El Ruiseñor. So now let's see this one. This is called España Caní. And it's very popular. Everybody knows this one. That is, anybody who's listening to music. And, well, I can't play it very well, it's a really hard song, but I can play it well enough so that you can really, you know, get the idea of how it goes. So let's see. Thank you. sure you've already heard this somewhere else. And I really like it. It's really fun, sort of.